Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Rivers Church.
Today I'm going to start a new series, and I'm trusting that it will build into your life and help shape your thinking as well as your actions. I'm also believing that it's going to give us some tools to build the kind of life that God desires. That's a life that is filled with hope and opportunity and purpose. You know, when God rescued the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, He gave Moses very specific instructions for the people so that their lives would be built in a certain way, and also so that their thinking would be shaped according to God's thinking. The Lord didn't just let them decide for themselves what to do and how to live their lives. He knew they still had a slave mentality, and if left to themselves, well, they would default to living like slaves again. And also remember that as slaves in Egypt, well, they had no rights, they had no freedom, there was no opportunity, they had no joy, no peace, they had no hope, and they had no future. But God changed all that. But He was also very clear that they needed to build their lives according to the pattern that He showed them. You know, in the book of Exodus in chapter 25, God commanded Moses to build a tabernacle. This tabernacle was a place of corporate worship where the people would bring their offerings and sacrifice to the Lord. It was also to be the place where the presence of God would live so that He could be among His people. But God was clear that this tabernacle had to be built in a very specific way. And we read from Exodus 25, verse 8. The Lord said to Moses, "Have the people of Israel build me a holy sanctuary so that I can live among them. You must build this tabernacle and its furnishings exactly according to the pattern that I will show you." I want to start a series today that I've titled, Building Our Lives According to God's Pattern. You know, the Bible uses this phrase, exactly according to the pattern. And in fact, it's mentioned a number of times in the book of Exodus. For everything God asked them to build or construct that was connected to the tabernacle, He always reminded them that it had to be built exactly according to the pattern that He gave them. Now, for those of you familiar with the book of Exodus, you will know there's a number of chapters, in fact, from chapter 25 to 31, where the Bible goes to great length to give us all these fine details about the exact measurements and specifications for every article that went into the tabernacle. And it's quite a lot of information. And I think many people tend to just skip through those chapters because there's a lot of repetition and some of it can almost seem unnecessary. But all this detail is there, firstly, because God always has a precise plan for what He wants to build. Church, God never does anything randomly or without thought. And we see this already in creation, that God created everything according to an exact plan. You know, He was intentional about every detail. I mean, He didn't create fish before He created water. He didn't create trees and plants before He created land. And also, everything He created worked perfectly as well. God had a blueprint for creation, and then He set out to create exactly according to that pattern. And then at the end of creation in Genesis 1:31, it says, "Then God looked over all that He had made, and He saw that it was very good." You see, anything that is built according to God's pattern will always turn out very good. And so when you and I build our lives according to God's pattern, we also turn out exactly the way that God had intended. God has designed a pattern that, if you and I follow, will enable us to live our lives with purpose, bringing glory to God and really making a significant impact on those around us. But can I remind you, there's only one way to build our lives, and that is always God's way. Any other pattern we use will bring chaos and confusion into our lives, kind of like it was the way before creation. In fact, Genesis 1:2 says before creation that the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And I think sadly, that's how many people go through the whole of life. They live empty lives without meaning and purpose. They live in darkness away from the light of God's goodness and salvation. And they always seem to be in deep waters where, you know, they feel that at any moment they could go under. Because when you build your life according to something that is not God's pattern, unfortunately, that will always be the only possible outcome. You know, the reason the world is in chaos and people are living in darkness is because they are building their lives according to a man-made pattern rather than God's divine blueprint. You know, the tabernacle was the place where God would live among his people. So Moses had to build it exactly according to God's design. Because the reality is that a man-made design is not suitable to house the presence of an eternal God. It required something designed by God himself to accommodate his presence. You know, the tabernacle is also a picture of our lives. As New Testament believers, we've been saved and raised to life by Jesus, and we are now carriers of the presence of God. No longer does he live in buildings and man-made structures, but God now dwells in believers, in Christians through his Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 7, we read the words of Stephen when he preached to the people. And he says from verse 44, "Our ancestors carried the tabernacle with them through the wilderness. It was constructed according to the plan God had shown to Moses." Then it says, "David found favor with God and asked for the privilege of building a permanent temple for the God of Jacob. But it was Solomon who actually built it." And then verse 48 says, "However, the Most High doesn't live in temples made by human hands." You see, the second thought here is this, is that we are co-builders, but God is the architect. You know, in the same way that God gave exact instructions for the building of the tabernacle, God still gives exact instructions in his word as to how we must build our lives. Because if you and I are going to be carriers of the presence of God, well, then we have to stick to the pattern that Scripture prescribes for our lives. You know, that tabernacle we read of, and then later the temple, had to be built according to a divine blueprint. And although God gave man the opportunity to be co-builders with him, man did not design those buildings. The Bible says that God designed them. He was the architect. He decided how they were to be built. Man's part was simply to follow the pattern so that what was built would then be suitable to house the presence of God. And church, that's why our lives can't just be built or lived any way that we want to. For your life and for my life to function the way God has designed it to, we have to build our lives according to God's pattern. Now, once the people had completed the building of that tabernacle exactly according to God's pattern, we see this amazing passage of Scripture in Exodus 40, verse 34. It says, "Then the cloud covered the tabernacle, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. The cloud of the Lord hovered over the tabernacle during the day, and at night fire glowed inside the cloud, so the whole family of Israel could see it. And this continued through all their journeys." Here we see that the presence of God came down and it filled that place with his glory. Why? Because it was built exactly according to his pattern. And when we build our lives on God's word, according to what he says is right and true, well, we can also expect the glory of God to fill our hearts and our lives, and for the Lord to then direct our steps through life. A pastor by the name of David Riggs says, "Let us faithfully build according to God's pattern, denouncing all changes and alterations, and we will have exactly what God intended." You know, years ago when I was in primary school, I remember that my parents went through a very difficult time financially. My dad worked on the mines and my mom stayed at home with us three kids, but we needed an extra income to pay the bills and literally to put food on the table. So what my mom did is she started knitting jerseys. She managed to get hold of a secondhand knitting machine along with some patterns, and then she began to knit jerseys for family and friends to earn extra money, which amazingly saw us through that very difficult financial period. But here's the thing, my mom had no previous experience with a knitting machine. She wasn't naturally gifted in this area, but yet she made a whole lot of jerseys that all came out very well, and all her customers were happy with what they got. And the reason she succeeded at this is because she followed the pattern exactly. Mom didn't try add in rows where she thought they needed to be. She didn't think she knew better than the pattern. She just stuck to the basics and followed the pattern. And those jerseys she made were as good as anything you could buy in the shops at the time. You see, church, moving ahead in life is not about always having loads of experience or being exceptionally talented or gifted or having the ideal start to life. It's not about the color of your skin or the background you come from. It's about following the pattern that God gives in Scripture. And if you stick to the pattern, even when it doesn't make sense, or even if it's hard to understand, your life will make progress and you will be useful to God. But if you choose, like many, to override the pattern and ignore the steps that are outlined, well, you will ruin your life and you will destroy the wonderful future that God has planned for you. Then thirdly, we see that a specific pattern will always produce a specific outcome. My kids have always had a love for Lego. You know, over the years, they've collected many different sets, and at least once a year, they go through the Lego phase where all they seem to do is build Lego. Now, when you buy Lego, you always choose your box according to what you want to build. So, you know, if you want to build a race car, well, you buy the box with instructions and the pieces to build the race car. If you, like my daughter, want to build Barbie's pink unicorn, well, then you buy the box with instructions and the pieces to build Barbie's pink unicorn. But if you build according to the race car pattern, it's never going to turn into a pink unicorn. And if you build according to the pink unicorn pattern, well, it's not going to produce a race car. The reason simply being that a specific pattern will always produce a specific outcome. In Hosea 7 verse 8, the Bible says that they sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. You see, what is produced from our lives is always consistent with the pattern we build from. You know, I'm always amazed at how many people are surprised by how their life turns out. People are surprised at why their marriage failed, or surprised at why their kids turn out rebellious, or surprised at why their finances are in a mess, or why their business never seems to prosper, or why they're always anxious or depressed, or surprised why they always seem to be at the bottom end of life and why things never work out the way they thought it would. You know, other people can't understand why they always seem to be stuck in life while others around them are being blessed and getting ahead. But church, it's so important that we understand this principle, that our lives will always reflect the pattern we've built them according to. You know, if the pattern is good and is God's design, well, the life we build will reflect it. There will be increase, favor, opportunity. There will be meaning and purpose in your life, and God will be glorified in the process. But if the pattern is flawed, the end result will be failure. If you and I choose to build according to a pattern that is different from what God has prescribed in His Word, then your life will reflect the consequences of building on the wrong foundation and with the wrong tools. You see, here's the thing. You and I were never meant to be the architects of our own lives. We are not the designers of our own destiny. God is the architect. He chooses the plan and He ordains the steps to fulfill that plan. The part you and I play is simply to faithfully build according to His perfect design. And the closer we stick to His pattern, well, the more Christ-like we become and the more our lives radiate the presence of God. Now, unfortunately, the world we live in has done its best to discredit God's pattern for our lives. And we've seen many people being deceived into believing that There are other alternative patterns that are just as good or even better than God's one. And sadly, many people have got sucked into following these ungodly patterns and then have to live with the consequences. Something very, very important to remember is this. And if you're taking notes, write this down. What we believe will determine what we build. What we believe will determine what we build. You know, what you and I believe about truth and morality will determine the type of life that we end up creating, because our actions always follow our beliefs. And today we have many different worldviews that people subscribe to that are not biblical and are not God's pattern for life. And the more you buy into them, the more your life begins to reflect the fruit of those beliefs. I want to spend the time that we have left looking at three of these worldviews. Each of them is a pattern for which people can choose to build their lives on. The first of these worldviews is the evolutionary worldview. The evolutionary worldview. And this worldview, as many of you would know, denies God as the creator. It prescribes that we are random consequences of the universe having evolved over millions of years. Therefore, we have no purpose and no meaning to our lives because we are purely here by accident. And if we're here just by chance, well, it also means that we have no inherent value. And essentially, well, we're no better than animals or trees or anything else in nature because, hey, everything's just here by accident. And of course, when people believe that, well, the logical next step is to live like animals do. Animals live purely by instinct. And that way, people give themselves permission to do whatever they want to do with whoever they want to do it. People feel justified to take what they want and kind of, like animals, mark their territory wherever they go. And so all types of behavior become acceptable, and no one ever has to take responsibility for their actions because, you know, hey, we're just evolving. It's not my fault I did that or behaved in a certain way. My natural instincts just kicked in. You see, it's not a coincidence that record numbers of people all across the world are being diagnosed as depressed and anxious and bipolar. I mean, we live in an age where information is more accessible than ever before. People live more comfortably at any other time in history. And yet there has never been a time where there's been more hopelessness and brokenness in the world. Have you ever wondered why that is? Well, because when you build your life according to a pattern that says you came from nothing, you are nothing, and you will go back to nothing, well, there's very little to get excited about in life. The second worldview that's dominating the thoughts of people is the Marxist worldview. Now, this worldview was founded on the teachings of Karl Marx, the German philosopher of the 1800s, and this worldview is what gave birth to communism and socialism and has been the cause of death of more than 100 million people just in the last century. In a 1968 biography on the life of Karl Marx, author Robert Payne says of him, he says, "There were times when Marx seemed to be possessed by demons. He had the devil's view of the world and the devil's malignity. Sometimes he seemed to know that he was accomplishing evil." You know, Marxism and communism were thought to have been mostly eradicated when the Berlin Wall started coming down in 1989 and then the Soviet Union began to dissolve in 1991. But what we're seeing now is that many Westerners are embracing the Marxist philosophies, with America leading the way, and we're seeing a resurgence in young people building their life on Marxist ideologies. You know, over the last few decades, there's been this refocus on creating a victim mindset amongst people where they're told that the reason for their misfortune in life is because others have taken something from them. And what this has done is create mistrust of authority and institutions and also of people who are succeeding in life. So if you're doing well in life, well, it's only because you got there by taking something from someone else. And so big business and industry are seen as the bad guys, and those who have not are told that they're entitled to take the wealth and the property of those who have. And of course, politicians are manipulating masses of people to embrace a political pattern that has only ever resulted in poverty, oppression, and violence. Former American President Ronald Reagan once said that communism is neither an economic or a political system. It is a form of insanity. You know, Marxism also views religion to be controlling and inhibiting, and so has done away with that. In fact, Karl Marx himself said that the first requisite for the happiness of the people is the abolition of religion. Now, there's a great book that some of our team have been reading called Hope for This Present Crisis by Michael Youssef. And in the book, he says this: since the Marxists couldn't start a revolution in America based on class warfare, they decided to divide people by race, gender, sexuality, and so forth, and then set them at war with each other. They would do this by convincing people that they were victims of systemic oppression. This is called awakening. And once a person realizes that he or she is a victim of oppression, that person has been awakened and is now woke. And that's a word we're hearing all over the show at the moment. But you see, this Marxist pattern prescribes to people that they're being oppressed by just being limited to two genders. That's why we're told now that there are as many genders as you think there need to be. I mean, Facebook alone has 56 gender options that you can choose from. And this is a direct result of the Marxist pattern for building your life. You know, Marxism also says that the institution of marriage is oppressive and should be done away with so that people can be free to explore whatever options they choose. Marxism also makes everything a race issue, and the race card is waved around for everything these days. And if you're not actively campaigning for social justice, well, then you are not awakened or woke. And of course, most young people don't want to go against the mainstream, so they ignorantly get swept up in the hype and the emotion of the cause, not realizing, though, that they're building their lives according to a pattern that has only ever destroyed those who have subscribed to it. You know, the Marxist worldview is also founded on the belief that there is no God. It's an atheistic pattern that completely removes God from the equation. And while that might appeal to those who deem themselves to be woke, may I just remind you what the Bible says in Psalm 14, verse 1. It says, The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, and there is no one who does good. You see, when you build your life according to a Marxist worldview or pattern, you will end up, as the Bible says, corrupt. Your deeds will be vile, and you will have nothing of eternal value to build into your life. The third worldview we see is the postmodern worldview. Now, this worldview tells us that truth is not absolute. In other words, each person can choose for themselves what they believe to be true, and no one can tell them that they're wrong, because according to this pattern of thinking, truth is always relative to your situation. But you know, logic tells you that something is either true or it's not true. You know, 2 + 2 will always equal 4. It will never equal 5 or 6 or anything else. But you see, this postmodern worldview or pattern is very appealing to people because it seems to be all-inclusive and embracing of all beliefs and ideas and religions, and it accommodates everyone's feelings. But unfortunately, it goes against what God says is true, and it rejects the authority of God's word. You know, church, the Bible is very, very clear on what is right and wrong. But this postmodern pattern says that anything can be right if someone chooses to believe it. But then it even goes further to say that if at any point you change your beliefs on what you believe is true, then that becomes your new truth. So in other words, nothing you believe is ever wrong. It's simply a matter of choice. And nothing you do is ever wrong either. It's just a matter of preference. And who are we to judge you? You know, that's why abortion is seen as perfectly acceptable and people aggressively campaign for the rights of women to decide whether to kill their baby in the womb or not. Because you have no right to say that your version of truth is better than mine. Can you see why the world is the way that it is? These three worldviews, the evolutionary worldview, the Marxist worldview, and the postmodern worldview, have all removed God's way of building life and society and family. But like with all patterns, when you follow one, there is always a predictable outcome. If you follow a knitting pattern for a scarf, it's not going to produce a pair of socks. And when we follow patterns that the world wants us to subscribe to, it will never produce what God desires for our lives. As I begin to come to a close, 1 Corinthians 3 verse 11 says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ." You see, Jesus is the pattern on which we need to build our lives. His life was laid down as the foundation or the cornerstone of everything we're building in life. And the teachings and the example of our Lord provide the pattern for which we must build our lives on. Jesus himself said in Matthew 7:24, he said, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it," in other words, anyone who builds according to my pattern, "is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against the house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and the floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash." If you build your life on any other pattern other than the one laid out in Scripture, your life will eventually fall apart. It is 100% guaranteed. Because a specific pattern will always produce a specific outcome. But if you build your life on the person and the principles of Jesus, your life will keep moving forward and God will use you in a powerful way. And at the end of the days, you will step into heaven to receive your reward from the Lord himself, and you will be welcomed into his presence for all eternity. I'm going to pray in a moment, and if you're ready to open your heart to Jesus and invite him into your life so that you can begin to build according to his pattern, then we're going to do that right now. Remember, church, only Jesus can forgive your sin. Only he can make you right with God. He's not one of many alternative patterns that you can choose in life. Jesus is the only way to God, and his way is the only pattern for eternal life. And when we repent of our sins and confess him as Lord, he washes us clean and makes us new. I hope you're ready to pray with me today. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, that you died on a cross for my sins. Today, I choose to embrace Jesus and I embrace the Lord's pattern for my life. Lord, I surrender to you in full today. Today, I say no longer my way, but your way. I choose to put you first and I choose to prioritize your plan for my life. Thank you that because of that, I have a hope and a future and the promise of eternal life. I pray this in Jesus' name. And all those who prayed that said, amen.
We hope you have been blessed and inspired by this message.